and unmute themselves.
Hello, everyone, and good evening. I'm very excited to be welcoming you all to our Essentially Powerful Monthly Educational Call. My name is Pamela Rich, and I'm one of the leaders on the Essentially Powerful Oil team. I'd like to welcome you to our call tonight on summer survival. This is just one of many monthly product educational calls that are offered by our Essentially Powerful Oil team. So whether you're jumping on the line live or listening to the recording, we're very excited to have you here. We hope that this call gives you helpful and practical information that you can put to use right away. We do indeed try to work with seasonal topics so that they're very relevant. I do want to share a simple disclaimer that this call, like all of our monthly product educational calls, are strictly for educational purposes only. We are going to be sharing from our own personal experience and research, as well as stories from our fellow Essentially Powerful team members. This call is not meant to prescribe or diagnose, treat, or cure. The information in this call has not been evaluated by the FDA, and if you have any questions about essential oils, please, we encourage you to do your own research, speak with your health practitioner, and to use your own body as your guide. The importance of therapeutic-grade essential oils is key when selecting your oils. Not all oils are created equal, as they say. Tonight, all of the oils we're going to talk about are Young Living essential oils, and you might be asking, why Young Living? Because these are genuine therapeutic-grade essential oils, and we can be confident in the quality of these essential oils. Many of the oils that you buy at stores, even health food stores, are not genuine essential oils. They may be diluted, or they may contain chemicals, synthetics, or perfumes. And while they might smell nice, they are not the kind of oils that we use for ourselves and our families. We're looking for more of a therapeutic benefit. So we on the Essentially Powerful Oil team do not sell oils. However, we're happy to share with you how you can get your oils directly from Young Living, as we each do, and not only that, but to how to get them at wholesale prices, like we do, so that you can set up your own wholesale account and go directly through the company, if that's your desire. So let's kick it off and start talking about summer survival, right? You know, summertime is one of those times of the year where we find ourselves covering our bodies and our skin with, which is the largest organ of our body, with lots of, we're being sold or tempted to use lots of chemicals and toxins on our skin. And everything that we put on our skin gets absorbed into our body, and then our major organs for detoxification and filtration have to kind of work double duty to try and transform those chemicals and release them from our bodies. So it's a time of the year when, if you're looking at a more natural or healthy lifestyle, that you want to be extra mindful. And, you know, it's a time of year when we tend to spend more time outdoors, exposed to the elements and all of those little creatures that like to use us as their lunch. So how do we deal with that in a more natural way, in a Young Living lifestyle sort of a way, right? So when it comes to kind of keeping all those critters that like to munch on us, like bees and wasps and no-see-ums and yellow jackets, all different types of bug bites, right? So, you know, I just cringe at the thought of spraying DEET all over myself or any of, you know, seeing children sprayed with that. You know, these are known toxic chemicals that we want to be avoiding. And so using essential oils that don't have the side effects that our bodies are able to recognize and use naturally. Think about it. There are many plants and botanicals that are out there that are used to keep insects away. You know, I have plants in my garden right now, flowering plants, you know, citronella, geraniums, you know, that, you know, they let off a natural fragrance, if you will, that keep bugs and things of biting nature away, right? So one of the combinations that I use, and listen, I used to be, I'll share with you my personal story, is my friends and family used to hang me out as chum. Quite honestly, I was such a mosquito magnet. It was insane. I would have to prepare like crazy to go to an outdoor concert or to go to the fireworks or, you know, just to be out back, you know, on a summer's night. So I was always looking to, you know, something more natural. And what I was able to come across as the years evolved over the decades got better and better and better. And right now, I have to tell you, I have no hesitation at going out there because I am using the essential oils. And there's several different ways that you can use the oils, but I'm going to give you like a master recipe for keeping all of the insects away. And that's 10 drops of peppermint oil, along with 10 drops of purification, which is a young living blend, 10 drops of lemon essential oil, along with 10 drops of thieves, which is also a blend exclusive to Young Living. And I mix this together in a base of almond oil, and I use a glass jar. I always like to use my essential oils in glass because they are very strong and will degrade plastic. So I like to use a glass jar tinted in color to help keep the preserve the essential oils in that almond oil base. And I basically just mix that all together, and I pour literally about a quarter size, like the size of a piece of change, a quarter in my palm, and rub my hands together and just put that all over myself. Now, I will also just use straight purification, which is a blend, and I'll just put a couple extra drops in my palm, rub my palms together, and I will do my hair, and I will do my face, you know, my neck and the back of my ears, because literally I'd be out there like chum. So if there's any bit of me that hasn't kind of been covered, you know, the buggies will find it, right? And there's nothing worse than doing your whole body and then getting bug bites on your face. Essential oils are so pure and natural that you can put that, and I would recommend out of these oils using the purification, and you can put that, you know, brush it through your hair so you're not getting those little gnats in your hair that'll keep them away as well if you're out enjoying a summer's night. Now, there is also therapeutic grade citronella oil, and we all know citronella, right? And we all know all of these companies that use synthetic forms of citronella in these highly toxic candles and torch oils and, you know, everything summertime, right? So you can use straight citronella oil as well. If I don't have that blend of oils in the almond base, I'll just keep all summer long a bottle of purification, because you'll see that's one that you're going to hear me share about over and over again tonight. That's a major summer oil that if you could just keep a small bottle in your bag, you'll use it for anything. Because let's say you forget to put your oil on and you actually get, you know, a bite or a sting. You want to use that purification oil as your first line of defense to actually cleanse. It's like its name. It will cleanse that cut or, bite or sting. And then you can use, particularly if it's like a sting or something of that nature that's quite painful, you can use Panaway, which is a wonderful, oil that will reduce any uncomfortable feelings that might be associated with that. And I want to remind you that our essential oils work physically, emotionally, as well as spiritually. And when we might get some type of sting, it can be quite traumatic. Even if our animal, remember, your essential oils are very good for your pets as well. Even when an animal or one of our children gets perhaps, you know, stung by something during the summer, there's that emotional component. So having oils that help to calm, like lavender, again, that's another go-to for our summertime survival. Cedarwood, another really calming, grounding, centering oil. Also, if you're having, you know, these bites tend to appear quite quickly, and they come with their own side effects, right? Like, you know, all of a sudden they become, you can't help but know that they're there, and sometimes they'll keep you up at night because their nature or their suchness is just that they just create this ability that you just want to take your nails and kind of, you know, scratch them off, right? Like it gets a little uncomfortable. Peppermint oil is fantastic for taking out some of that itch. Thieves, again, lavender, purification. So you see, these are some of the most popular oils to be using when we're talking about critters. Now, there's also, you know, a lot of ticks around, particularly in the Northeast, and we're seeing tick population at epidemics amounts, and we're seeing individuals and pets being affected by these ticks and with lingering effects, right? Effects that throw our body symptoms out of balance. And how do we bring those back into balance? Well, the first thing is to, at the first sight of seeing a tick, locating a tick on your pet, on your own person, on your child, again, grab that bottle of purification. This is what you want to do. It's a key and important to have that tick back all of the way out upon its removal. So if you simply drop one drop of therapeutic grade purification essential oil, that blend from Young Living, onto the tick, you will literally, with your own eyes, see that tick back fully out. And that's key, because often a piece of the tick will break off inside of the host, and that can create its own problems, right? So we back it out, we put another fresh drop of purification on the location for cleansing properties, right? Purification. And then we follow that with thieves oil. Okay, this is a very powerful blend. It contains clove and lemon and rosemary, cinnamon and eucalyptus. And these have wonderful properties that will help heal and lessen any side effects from that tick bite. Okay? Now, as we're talking about, oftentimes you know, our pets are outside much more in the summertime. So we also have the problem of it's flea season, right? And again, looking at these different flea collars or these different flea protocols that are highly toxic to our animals. So geranium is a wonderful oil that will help to eliminate or reduce the number of fleas that your pet could be suffering from. And it doesn't the whole family suffer. You know, it's not just your pet, right? So you can simply, you know, put a couple drops in your palms, rub your palms together, and then actually, you know, very mindfully brush that oil through your pet. Now, we have a wonderful recipe that I can post online after this call. So if you're on our Essentially Powerful Oil team, you'll have access to that through our private team Facebook page. And if you're not, simply go back to the person that invited you from the call and tell them you'd like the recipe, because it's a little involved. It's very simple, but, you know, it just has some instructions to it of how to prepare your own natural flea collar. So you can literally take a natural material collar and soak it in this solution mixed with therapeutic-grade essential oils and have your pet wear that instead of one of the toxic ones. You know, being outside, let's move on to some of the other things aside from little things that like to bite us, right? What about those things that you know, we might be out gardening, we might be hiking, we might be out there and somewhere have a brush with some poison ivy or some poison oak or something else that just thrives and flourishes during the summer months? Well, going back again, these are our key oils, peppermint and or the blend that I mentioned, thieves, works really well to not only prevent the spreading of the poison ivy, the poison oak, but to take away that insatiable appetite to just scratch it off, right? And, you know, applying these two will definitely lessen the suffering time with that. Now, this is quite strong. And the wonderful thing about it is that we also have a thieves cleaner, and you can use that also to treat the poison ivy or poison oak that you might be experiencing. And you can even put it, you know, on a washcloth and kind of, you know, rest that like a poultice or, you know, a wrap on there. Now, oftentimes we'll get a lot of exposure to the sun in the summertime and end up, you know, red and, you know, just, you know, not hydrating our skin very well and kind of suffering with that. So we have a lavender is a cooling mist, but it's a healing mist, and it has lavender and rose water and aloe, and aloe vera is so hydrating and healing, really, to that overexposure from the sun. You know, that's a natural plant that most people use, and we like to use that misting spray to just take down, you know, the heat in the skin. Sometimes we've just collectively over the years spent too much time in the sun. And, you know, it can really wreak havoc on our skin, and it can start to show in fine lines, right? And, you know, those lines can be on our hands, they can be on our face, they can be around our eyes, you know, or maybe we're out there without our, you know, eye protection on, and we're squinting too much, and, you know, we're just showing the signs of being out in the sun and playing in the sea and the sand and all of that good stuff. So I like to use coconut oil as my base in the summer, and I like to add just a drop or two of frankincense and lavender or sandalwood to my coconut oil. And I will literally use this. The beautiful thing about it is it just melts right into your skin. Your skin just soaks it up. It's absolutely delightful. And when I think about the energetic properties, think about, where do coconuts grow? Coconuts grow in the tropics. You know, the plants and botanicals are here for a reason. They're here to be of service to us, to help us to address our lives more naturally, and they tend to grow in regions where it makes sense. And if we look at just simply the energetic properties of coconuts and coconut water and coconut oil, it is extremely hydrating. And that's why we find it in the tropics, where we have the highest heats and the most dehydration, being at the beaches, right? Being next to such a high salt content, right? So it makes sense to use that as your base, particularly over the summer months when it's so hot. And you'll find that it's so very light, and that it absorbs into the skin, that it's a beautiful carrier oil for your therapeutic grade essential oils. It won't compromise their effect at all. It will create a lovely carrier to enhance them. Now, I also use coconut oil as my base to protect my skin from too much sun. So what I'll do there is I'll put just a couple drops of lavender, a couple drops of helichrysum. Helichrysum, if you haven't been exposed to that essential oil yet, is it one of the most amazing oils because it's an adaptogen. And adaptogens are, well, adaptogenics is a property of an herb or a botanical where it knows exactly what to do in the body. So if something is too much, it will bring it down. If something is too little, it'll bring it up. And this is an adaptogenic property. It's amazing because it supports our body to go back into balance, and we don't have to micromanage it. It knows what to do. It's nature. And there are several different plants and botanicals and herbs that we have available to us that are adaptogens. And helichrysum happens to be one of them. If you have a cut, this is something else. I'll go back to the sun protection in just a moment. If you have a cut or a scrape, you take that helichrysum and apply it directly into that cut or scrape, and it will help the body do what it needs to do in that moment. It will help the body to either thicken or thin any liquid that might be coming out of a cut or a scrape. So it's really amazing. It knows exactly what to do. So for sun protection, I use the base of coconut oil. I use a couple drops of lavender. I use a couple drops of helichrysum, which is like heaven, a couple drops of myrrh, and Roman chamomile. I also like to add in a couple drops of carrot seed oil. Carrot seed oil, again, has natural properties to it that help to protect and balance the skin when we're outside during the daytime on those summer days. So I'll put all of this together in the coconut oil. And again, maybe I'm using about 5 to 10 drops of oil per ounce. So depending on the size bottle of oil that I'm taking, I like to use a little bit of a smaller one, you know, maybe like a 1 or 2 ounce jar that I kind of, you know, it's kind of like, oh, okay, I'm heading out to the beach. So I'll you know, mix it up, you know, every few days, depending on how often I'm outside when I kind of apply that. Now, the other thing that happens quite a bit during the summer months is shaving. Right? Shaving. The other thing I see that comes up is a lot of like funky rashes. right? So if there's anything that's like associated with heat or shaving that's coming up and presenting, maybe on the skin a little bit, sensitivity, you know, I like to use, again, I mentioned it earlier, that Lavaderm cooling mist. That will help to rebalance the skin really nicely. Or I'll even use straight therapeutic grade lavender. Is wonderful. If there's any kind of funky rash, I'll share with you, coming with the swimming in the pools, you know, sometimes you get out and there's just a little bit of, you know, I don't know, I guess I have a little bit more sensitive skin. I get like a little bit of a rash from time to time. So again, I have that purification with me at all times. And I just literally, you know, put a drop or two in my palm and rub it wherever I'm having that rash. And, you know, within, you know, 10, 15 minutes, it's just kind of gone. So I really appreciate it. The other way that I use it in connection with the pool and the swimming is with my suits. You know, sometimes that chlorine, you can see the effects of it on your skin. You can see the effects of it on your clothes. So when I rinse them out, I'll add a couple drops of purification and or lemon into the water when I'm rinsing them out. Or if I put them in a lingerie bag and drop them into the washer, I'll just, you know, put a couple drops into the washer. And that works beautiful for any smelly beach towels too. Just put a couple drops of purification in there, and that will help to take away any musty odors that you might be getting from the springtime. Now, we have you know, the wonderful celebrations over this summer that have lots of great fireworks, which I absolutely love and adore, but I know that most pets and lots of kids get really you know, frightened by the loud noises and booms. So we like to recommend using, again, some of these same oils that I mentioned: lavender, cedarwood, chamomile. These are fantastic and safe to use with your little ones and your pets and yourself. You know, maybe you don't like them so much and you go out and it's just overwhelming. You know, just put a couple drops in the palms and you can literally brush them, you know, over your head, over your chest, you know, so that you're inhaling them. You can, you know, literally just take your palms up to your nose and use those aromatic benefits of the essential oils to help calm. You can cup your hands over your pets snout for just a second, just very comfortably, very calming. You can brush them, you know, but you know, just right between the ears, and that you'll see a huge difference. I literally have received pictures of people who their pets were so terrified, and they sent me pictures that like within 10 minutes they were asleep or just like resting, just calm, not petrified and frightened. It's so scary to watch, you know, your pet just start to tremble and like hide under the bed. Like you get, you know, what's going on for them. You can feel it, right? So as the summer is coming, we want everybody to stay safe and have an amazing time. We know without question that using therapeutic essential oils to address these natural, you know, things that happen this time of year, these seasonal things, it will help to reduce your entire, you know, chemical and toxic load and just make the summertime fun so much more fun, as you're not, you know, suffering with these little things that do happen. My number one favorite for beating the heat is peppermint oil. I keep it. I just mix it with water in a spray bottle. I am absolutely the hit of every party or outdoor event. People ask me, oh, do you have that with you? I either put just a straight drop on the back of my neck to cool down, or I make the spray bottle with maybe, honestly, I only put a couple of drops in there. Maybe I take, like, again, a 2-ounce spray bottle, fill it with water, and I'll add in maybe like 3 drops, at the most 4 drops of peppermint therapeutic grade oil. I shake it up before I spray it to mix up the oil and the water. I may, you know, pop a little vodka or a little splash of witch hazel in there. It helps to kind of emulsify the oils in there, keep it broken up, and just spray it. People absolutely love it. It just cools you right down, and you know, it's definitely a hit at every party. So I want to welcome everybody again. I want to thank you for coming on to our call this evening. You know, essentially, Powerful has a very big dedication to education and service. And if you're interested, if you heard about something that piqued your interest and you want to, you know, learn more, if you'd like to see how do I make my own, you know, flea collars. Also, if you'd like to get, you know, there's one recipe, if you will, remedy, that courtesy of one of our leaders, a frizzy hair conditioner. We didn't get to cover that tonight, but if you'd like that, just simply go back to the person that invited you to the call, and they'll be able to get you those recipes with the oils. You'll see there's several that I mentioned over and over again. Purification, thieves, lavender, peppermint, Lavaderm cooling mist spray. You know, there's, you can see, you know, a trend of what's really popular for the summer season. They'll be able to help you get those oils if you desire. As I said at the beginning of the call, we don't, you know, sell oils, but we're happy to show you how to get them at wholesale like we do. So just go back to the person who invited you to the call, and they'll explain all of your options around that. Our next educational call will be on July 6th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Our calls are always the first Monday of the month, and you are welcome to join us over and over again. The call topics are always quite seasonal, so we try to keep the information pertinent to something that might be happening in your life at that time. So remember, essentially Powerful is a place where you can take your passion for healthy and natural living, make it your purpose, and create a path to prosperity for yourself and your community. Thank you for joining us tonight. Have an amazing evening.